Yep, okay. Okay, so for this week, Parsha Vayeshev, let's get a Chumash. I'd like to do something a little bit, somewhat unusual in terms of our normal practice. I want to use something in the Parsha as an excuse to share with you a famous Lomdische Chakira from Chaim Soloveitchik and the Rav Zichron Lebracha, really a fundamental yisod. I don't know if that's extraneous to say fundamental yisod. Right? The yisod means a fundamental point, a foundational point. It's like saying a new chiddush, you know. You can't have an old chiddush, right? So fundamental yisod, there's no such thing as a non-fundamental yisod. But anyway, I want to get to that and share with you some makoros for it, which are a little off the track in terms of, you know, the point of the parsha. Nonetheless, it does address an issue which does come up in the Sedra, in both in the general sense and the specific sense. This is a Sedra that talks about dreams, both at the beginning of the Sedra and at the end of the Sedra. At the beginning of the Sedra, we have the dreams that Yosef dreams in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin. At the end of the parsha, you have the dreams that Yosef later interprets, right, of the Sar HaMashkin and the Sar HaOfim. But we'll focus now at the beginning of the Sedra, in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin, Posuk Hey, right? So he had a dream and he told his brothers and they hated him even more. He listened to my dream and he tells about the sheaves in the field all bowing down to him. And Pasuk Tes, another dream and he told his brothers, the sun, the moon, all the stars are bowing down to me. And Pasuk Yud, Vayisaper Aviv Lechov, he told it to his father and to his brothers, Vayigar Bo Aviv. His father got angry with him. Vayomer Lo, Mo Chalom Azeh Shechalom To. What kind of dream is this? Navo, Navo, Aniv Imchov, Achech, Shechos Lecho Aitza. Me and your mother and your brothers are all going to bow down to you. So this is the, these are the dreams of Yosef. And the Bereishis Rabbah and the Medrash, here on this Pasuk, in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Pei Dalet Simen Yud Aleph, it says there, Yaakov said, it could be that's going to come true. Me and your brothers, if we're going to bow down, okay, could be. But Shema Aniva Imcha, but your mother, right? Vahalo Imcha Kor Mesa. Vat Omer Aniva Imcha Vachecha, right? I mean, you're saying, or the implication is, it's the father, the mother, and the brother. That's the son and the moon, those are the two parents. And the, but what mother? Mother's already gone. Rachel died in last week's surgery. Rachel's already buried. So the Medrash here, again, the Medrash in the Parsha Pei Dalet Simen Yud Aleph says, Yaakov didn't realize it was not referring, obviously, to Rachel, because Rachel had indeed passed away, but Rachel's menachas, Bilhah, was raising Yosef. Yosef was a young child when his mother died, so Bilhah, that's what's probably not his actual mother, but the woman who was raising him. Rashi, though, makes an interesting comment here in Pasuk Yud Havo Navo. Question about Imcha Kvar Mesa. How could it be? Your mother already died. That's what he says. That's the Medrash. But Rosein Lom Dumikan She'ein Chalom Below Devarim Betelim. We learn from here that every dream has nonsense in it. Okay, every dream has some portion of nonsense. Ein Chalom Below Devarim Betelim. Yaakov, now, so what was Yaakov basically trying to do here? Yaakov niskaven lahotzi adav milev bonav shelo yaknuhu. Yaakov is trying to basically tell his other sons, the brothers of Yosef, they shouldn't get all upset. He's having these dreams. Dreams are filled with nonsense. Okay? L'chach amal havo navo, k'shem she'yef shabimcha kacha sharu batel. He was telling their brothers, just like what he said about his mother bowing down, it was obvious nonsense, his mother's not alive. In other words, according to this approach, Yaakov may well have understood who was really referring to Bilhah. But he was just trying to kind of push, you know, to keep the peace. He was telling the other brothers, just like that piece is impossible, the whole thing's impossible, the whole thing is filled with nonsense. That's what Rashi, and he's referring to that Gemara that we'll see inside Brachos in a second, you know, that there's certainly a certain percentage of a dream is nonsensical. The Gemara actually is taking off on a pasuk, which I have over here, Yirmiyahu Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk and Navi. Just find it here, yes. Yirmiyahu Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Chaf Ches. The pasuk there says, Hanavi asher ito chalom, yisaper chalom. The Navi, the prophet that has a dream, has to relate it. I have to say it over. Vasher dvor yito, yedaber dvor yemes. If I tell him to say something, he's got to tell the truth. And Avi has to deliver his message. That, by the way, that's one of the themes of the Haftorah of this week's schedule. So not from here in Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah is from Amos, but same idea. But anyway, Mala Teven Esabor Nu Hashem. Very strange ending to the pasuk. What is the chaff to the wheat? The chaff to the kernel. Mala Teven Esabor Nu Hashem. The first half of the pasuk talks about somehow the Navi's word being the Navi having to share his words. Whose is that? The Navi having to share his words. And then it speaks at the end about straw and chaff and what's going on here. So, the Gemara in Brachos that Rashi in our pasuk alluded to, Nun Hei Amud Beis, actually it starts on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, okay, Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says on this pasuk, right, on this pasuk near Miyo, Hanavi Asher Yito Chalom Yisaper Chalom Asher Dvori Yito Yidab Adiv Emes, What does the second half of the pasuk have to the first half of the pasuk? It's talking about wheat and chaff, kernels and chaff. What's it got to do with a dream? So says the Gemara. Kishem sheyef shalom bar below teven. Okay, when you have wheat, there's always going to be chaff, and vice versa, right? There's always going to be, it grows together. Okay, and you got to shake off the chaff. So kach yef shalom chalom below dvar metalim. So too, every dream has attached to it certain things which are just plain old dvar metalim, silly things, things that have no meaning, it's just things that are impossible, things that can't be. It's built into the dream the same way when a kernel of wheat grows, it has chaff, quote-unquote, built in. It's part of the same thing. So that's what the pasuk is trying to communicate. It's talking about dreams and the vision of a prophecy, but there's always something in a dream that's nonsensical. Omer brechem chalom, afal pi shemis miktsosu miskayim, kulo ena miskayim. Then the Gemara says, that a dream, even if part of it comes true, it will never fully come true. Never fully comes true. Minolan, how do we know that, Gemara? Miyosef, from us, hear the story of Yosef. Tichsiv, hinei Hashem v'sharech, etc. It says the sun and the moon are going to bow down, and top of the hem of the olive, and the bays. Ayishaita, ime lohavas. Ayishaita, the chalom, as says Rashi. At the time when Yaakov had this dream, Yosef had this dream, the mother wasn't alive. So the Gemara learns from this very story that there's always a certain portion of a dream that simply is intended to be ignored because it's nonsensical. It's interesting, I just want to share with you a side point that I thought very interesting. I may have mentioned this in the past. In the commentary of one of the Balei HaTosfos on the Torah, the Riva on the Torah, he says, interesting, he's bothered by the phraseology of the pasuk. You know, it says, by a chalom yosef chalom, by a sifu oats, you know, so they hated him even more, right? After the first dream, what happened? So he says, Omar Arab Yaqim Shalakh lo Lopir Shakosva Chalom. Lafishan is low niskayim. Very interesting. Look carefully at the pasuk. It's via chalom. Could I actually see it again inside? I shouldn't have closed the chumash. Okay. He says, you look carefully at the phraseology of the pasuk. The implication is there was a third dream in the mix. Not just the two that we always think about. But it says, pasuk hey, via chalom yosef chalom, via gay lechal, via sifu oats and also. Okay? They hated him even more. And the next pasuk says, listen to this here dream that I dreamed. That sounds like it's a new thing. Because otherwise, what they hate him for in the end of the first pasuk, he didn't even tell it them. Maybe he's going to tell them good news. Whatever, right? So it says, right, the flow of the pasuk, that's the Rivah is bothered by. So Rivah assumes that the Dover pasuk, the name of this Rabbeinu Yochim, that there was actually another dream. But the pasuk didn't spell it out, because that dream, says the Rivah, Lufishon Liskayim Kumar Cherim. Okay, that's what it says. Al chalomosav v'al devarav. That's the next diuk. Okay, they hated him, and that was before the second dream. So what do you mean chalomosav in the plural? That's the end of pasuk. That's the end of pasuk Ches, right? Yisifu otsnos al chalomosav v'al devarav. Dreams in the plural. He hadn't yet had the two dreams. Right? Then it says v'achalom ol chalom. So obviously there was a second dream in the middle. There was the dream with the sheaves and so on, bowing down to them. That was the second dream. There was a previous dream. But the Rivah says, the Torah doesn't mention that because it never came true. And according to, he suggests, Yesh Meforshim, what was that dream? Somehow there's a Medrash or some tradition. They know what the dream was. Shechalom hazeh, shalom isparish, hu shapir shash parash vechi, yud neiros lo yochul chabos ner echad. Okay, 10 candles can't extinguish one candle. Some dream about candles. 10 candles trying to extinguish one candle. Well, that didn't happen. They didn't extinguish them, right? So, it's a little difficult. That's what Rebbe says. Also, in the same volume, I have here the parish of Rabbi Avadja Bar Tanura. We know him from the Mishnayos, but the Bar Tanura also sort of parish on the Chumash. So in that same pasuk, pasuk Kei Ba'Chalom Yosef Chalom, he says, "Tzorach Yashiv Ma'aya Chalom Azeh." She'ain Lo Amar She'Chalom Echalom Oshim Kein Lo Avol Amar Sifo Tznow. So, like we said, shouldn't have said hated him before he even told him about it. Must be that was another dream. Then he told him about that dream and so on. Then he said Shimon. And the same point. So he says, "Well, Shilu Haya Oso Hom Lo Haya Lo Al Chalom Osov." Again, the plural Chalom Osov. Same point really as we bought. Shilu Lo Haya Lo Chalom Echad. Benir Ali. Same answer. They just didn't like him because of it, but they didn't have any direct result. It didn't have any impact. So anyway, you see that from these Mefarshim, either because that dream didn't come true, okay, which means, as a general rule, we assume the dreams do come true, or at least parts of them. And this one didn't. That's why this wasn't included over here. So it's an interesting point. The Chizkuni, also on this pasuk, again, one of the Rishonim, "Chalom Yosef Yagid Achav Chalom Zelo Niskayim Lefichach Lo Nichtav." He doesn't say what it was, but he said this dream didn't come true. Therefore, so either they weren't bothered by it, that, you know, they didn't care about that one. That's how the Rabbi Bar Tanura says, or it didn't come true. Like the Chizkuni said, but anyway, there was another dream. But getting back to our issue, so there are a number of pages really in the ninth parak of Brachas that talk about dreams. We spoke in the past, you know, do we take dreams literally? Should we be upset by dreams? And the best thing was the Shabbos want to talk about the idea of a tainus chalom and the hirotzon that we say about dreams by duchening. You know, we do take, you know, by the Birchus Kanan, we say hirotzon that has to do with dreams. So we do take dreams seriously. On the other hand, there's no doubt there's a lot of nonsense in dreams. And the Gemara has different things. If you see this in a dream, it symbolizes that. If you see that in a dream, it symbolizes this. Anyway, in the context of that whole discussion, there is a Gemara there in Brachos. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says there are five things, okay, there are five things which represent one in 60, one part in 60 of something bigger or something more significant, okay? And that is the following. Again, Brachos Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things which are one in 60 of something bigger. Elohim. Okay. Eish, Dvash, V'Shabbos, V'Shen, V'Chalom. Eish Echad Mishishim L'Gehenim. The fire, regular fire, is one part of 60, what the fires of Gehenim feel like, okay? Dvash Echad Mishishim L'Mon. Honey is 1/60 of the mon, 1/60 the flavor of the mon. How do we understand it? Shabbos Echad Mishishim L'Ol Habo. That's what we say in the Zmir sometimes. Me'ein olam haba, right? Shabbos is a little olam. It's 1/60 of olam haba. Sheina echad mishishim lemiso. Sleep is 1/60 of the dead. And for our purpose tonight, chalom echad mishishim lenevuah. So there's a smattering of nevuah, of prophecy in a dream. That's what the Gemara says. So then again, the question becomes, so what do we do? How do we deal with dreams and respond and so on? So again, I'm not talking about today how to deal with a bad dream, but rather about what do we do about what might be termed, and we've discussed different aspects of this in the past years, on these parts, a lot of, you know, these sages, a lot of dreams. You know, by Yetzay, we had Yaakov had a dream with the ladder. Later on, a dream about animals, and Hashem appeared to Lavan in a dream, and last week's sedra, the Rambam actually of the opinion that the whole wrestling of Yaakov with the Malach was a dream, it wasn't a real event, and then now this week we have the dreams at the beginning of the sedra with Yosef, and the ones he interpret at the end, and next week is Paro's dream, a lot of dreams. So anyway, there's a lot of literature about it in these sedras. We discussed it in past years, but there is a Tosefta. Okay. But luckily the Gemara quoted it. Tosefta and Maisa Sheni. Okay, actually, is there Gemara Brachas here that has the Tosefta in the back? Okay, I just want to read it inside. Because our question now, because we've got a big Gemara Brachas. The question is, what do we do? For example, what if there is halachic information that a person comes upon in a dream? Or something, is that of any value whatsoever in determining actual practice? And then you could take it a step further, which is not for tonight's discussion, but what if you hear an answer to a shaila in a dream? There's actually a sefer by one of the Balei HaTosfos called Shalos HaTshuvos Min HaShamayim. One of the Balei HaTosfos would ask, so he would see Malachim or whatever it is in dreams, and he would ask, out of luck, this is the one. Oh, no, it's, doesn't have the Tosef. You know, everything is different now. I need the Tosef to Zrim. I'm sorry, I thought it would be the same volume. It's usually in brothers. You know, and so he asked the Malach, or he asked the Beis Yosef, had a Malach that visited him and told him the Parsha of Shavuah. So, you know, the question is, how do we relate to all this? It's a very broad subject. What I'd like to look at now is really a question which, a stira, and there's stiras in Gemaras. So that's the bottom line. The Gemaras are just not as as definitive as you might want. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there is quoting a Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni. The good old-fashioned Gemaras, right? Have things where we know where they are. So in the Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni, Perikei Halacha Vav, printed in this edition in the back of Zoran, okay? So the Tosefta, thank you very much. The Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni, Perikei Halacha Vav, says the following. The Tosefta has a number of scenarios relating to money, and a person is trying to locate money, okay? And one of the things that it mentions there, in Perakei Halacha Vav, it says, Hayom Mitzar, Heichan Ma'aseh Sheni Shel Abba. Okay, that's the way it's phrased over here. A man passed away, and his son knew that the father had some Ma'aseh Sheni money around. Okay? Hayom Mitzar, Heichan Ma'aseh Sheni Shel Abba. Okay, and he's wondering where it was. Bo Baal Chalom, so he had a dream. Okay? Omar lo kach v'kachain, v'mokom plonihain. And he had a dream, somebody came to him in a dream and told him, there's a pile of money located in this location, here's where the money is, and that's Ma'aseh Sheni money. Okay? So now the question becomes, okay, the guy wakes up, Zehaya Ma'aseh, Umotzu Shamos, and Itaka looked in that place and found money there. Uvah v'shalo esachachonet. Now the question is, but is it Ma'aseh Sheni or is it mine? Right? He had the dream. The dream said in the third drawer, in the bottom, the third drawer, in the left-hand corner, there's a pile of an envelope full of money, and that's Ma'aseh Sheni money. Okay, so he looks in the drawer, he finds money, but now he's awake. Do you have to give that to Ma'aseh Sheni? Is that Ma'aseh Sheni money? Does it have to consume Ma'aseh Sheni? So it says, Sholo le'esta chachamim, and the Gemara says, Omar harayel chulim, shedirei chalomos, lo ma'alev, lo morin. When it comes to direi chalomos, we ignore it, lo ma'alev, lo morin. Right? And it tipped you off where to find it, Yeshekayach, Mazel Tov, but you don't now have to assume that the part of the dream which said that it's Ma'aseh Sheni money was accurate. So that's the Tosefta in Bracha, in Ma'aseh Sheni, Perikei, Halacha Vav. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a little bit differently, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, towards the bottom of the page, just a moment, I'm sorry, the pop-up page. Here it is, I'm sorry. Hare Shiro es... oh, no, that's another case. This one. Here it is. Hare Shahayo Mitzar Almos Sheiniach Lo Aviv. He was worried about money. The way we have it in Tosefta and Ma'aseh Sheni is that he knew about Ma'aseh Sheni money. He was trying to find Ma'aseh Sheni money. The way the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph quotes it, is Shahayo Mitzar Almos Sheiniach Lo Aviv. He was upset about it, but he knew his father left him some money. He can't find it. The father died. The father told him, "Before he died, I'm going to leave you the envelope money." Couldn't find it. Okay, so he was upset about it. Ubo balachov amalo kach v'kach hein b'makom ploni hein, but shom ma'aseh sheni hein. He was told in the dream, "The money you're looking for is in over here, but I got news for you. It's ma'aseh sheni money." Okay, it's ma'aseh sheni money. So zeh haya ma'aseh. That was the story. And ba'amru divrei chalamos lo ma'alev amaridin. They treated it as chulin money, and it was not Ma'aseh Sheni money, and they followed the instructions in the dream where to find the money, but as far as treating it as Ma'aseh Sheni money, that they didn't have to do. Rashi explains, Sheniach lo aviv, the father left the money, v'lo amar lo heichanim, the father never told him where the money is, and then he died. Okay? So Baal HaChalom, who's Baal HaChalom? What's the expression? Rashi says, Sar Hamara Chalomos Balaila. He who shows you dreams at night, the guy who screens the dreams, you know, okay, and it means the Baal HaChalom, right? So kach v'kachei magilu kamiyesh, but they weren't, and they told him it's Ma'aseh Sheni. Well, malah v'yachalot tzimim kolman, he doesn't have to bring him to Yerushalayim. He can treat it as regular money. That's the sugya in the Sanhedrin, daf lamed amud aleph. The Meiri,
which agrees with the Tosefta, right?
Yeah, it's just a slightly different version of the Tosefta, but more or less the same idea. Okay.
Why would you believe the other?
Well, that's the point. So what would you believe? You just believed it enough to find the money. Mm-hmm. So not this part that's a Maaseh Sheni. That's basically what we're saying. Good, you found the money. The dream tipped you off as to the way the money is, but you don't have to consider Maaseh Sheni money. The Meiri explains, okay, the Meiri on that top and Sanhedrin, Lamed Avad Aleph, Hayyodim Bavi and Shinich Mo Shomai Sheshen. Now he phrased it, he knew it was Maaseh Sheni money, didn't know where it was. Well, but Starmaka, Bolehem, Bidimion, Bechalom, Shekach, Bekach, Emokom, Ploniem, Beholoch, Motze, Ein Zeklum. Again, Harayu Yochol, Hotzia, Mimkomo, Kisharnachos, so he can, whatever else he got in an inheritance, he can use it. Okay? And Afal P, Shetzodekes, Bemiktsas, even though the dream was right about part of it, Harve Psoles, Misarevimo, like you just said, lots of nonsense is mixed up in the dream too. The Ein Choshesh Mo Achis Bara. And halachically, you don't have to spend money or lose money or whatever, make a monetary decision on basis of Achis Bara, until it's made clear. Okay, if you find a piece I wrote down before, as when it comes to a halachic decision, you don't have to pay attention to this dream. Okay? That's the Meiri. The Chiddush HaRan over there in Sanhedrin, again, is all Lamed Avad Aleph. Also, Divrei Masul Bo Ba'al HaChalom. Okay, what are we telling me this for? Of course, it's only one aid, right? I mean, if one aid comes and tells me that the money over there is Maaseh Sheni, that's worthless. You need two aidim, right? Let's say my mom is my house, I have just inherited some money, and somebody comes in, not in a dream, live. A guy comes in and says, you know, your father told me that's Maaseh Sheni. We ignore him, right? Because it's, you have two aidim. I don't have to assume, you know. So Yeshua, no, this is a different. Maybe a chalom is stronger because it has this element of prophecy to it. Yeah, there's nonsense, but it has a stronger than just an eight echad. No, it's not enough to ask him for money. Now, even though there seems to be a certain basis that it's true, because it was exactly where the dream said he'd find the money, that's exactly where he found the money. So the answer is, we don't derive halachic conclusions from a dream. You want to figure out where the money is, that we can follow what it says in the dream. But in terms of making halachic decisions, says the Gemara not. The Ran said, that basically raises an interesting question. What if a person in a dream took a nether? Okay, to eat this or not to eat that or whatever. A guy took a nether in a dream. He wakes up and remembers the nether, but it was only a dream that he took it. So what's the story? Does that nether have halachic validity? So the Ran says, Mashali mehar, the Mishanor v'chalom, ain't tzarachet, you don't have to do atar sedarim. The Dibre chalom, oslam alam alam ridim, le'es tzar mutar. Not going to ask for something. I had a dream that I asked myself for eating chalk for the next 30 days or whatever. Do I have to keep that nether? No. Do I need that Torah Siddharm? Also no, because we're not going to follow what it says in a dream to reveal a halachic issur heter matter. Okay? Now, he says, there is a Gemara we'll see shortly in the Dharm, that if you put a nidur, afagav de nidui b'chalom, tzarech heter, k'dis b'arkam in the Dharm, if a guy is put into cherim in a dream, then he's going to need to be released from it. Why? He says, that's different. Hainu time of Dharmina de min shamay nidu, because it's like a man that God, so to speak, put you in cherim. Okay? He quotes a Rashbo, says, by dream is different. Anyway, he's referring to a Gemara in the Dharm. Did I bring the Dharm here? No, but the Gemara is in the Dharm, Daf, oh, here it is, yeah. The Gemara is in the Dharm, Daf Ches, Amin Aleph. The Gemara says openly there, Amar of Yosef. Chesam and Aleph, Omer of Yosef, Nidu b'chalom, Tzorech Yud b'nei Adam lahatilo. Okay, you have to get 10 people to be matter, the Nidu, and you put someone in Cherem. Okay, Shamtu, you put him in Cherem. Then he needs 10 people to knock him out, to get him out of it. Okay? And the Ran there, in Maseches Adorim, you have the Ran printed on the page, on the side of the page. That's what's generally studied. It's questionable whether what we call Rashi on the Ran was actually written by Rashi on the Adorim, was actually written by Rashi, so... generally speaking, they study the Ran. So it says, Nidu b'chalom tzorech hasavid adam. Why? V'she'efsher shebeshlichas hamakom nisnadeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in effect, himself put this person, Nidu, v'lofichach tzficha asar latir sheshchinah imayim. That's why I need 10 people, because it's a minion and so on. And that's, by the way, how we paskin l'halacha, the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Zayin, halacha Yud Beis, Paskins.
Some things count and some things don't.
Right, evidently, and that's what we're trying to figure out what it is. Yes, so that's really what we're wondering about. There's a little bit of a steer going on here, right? So, just to read the Rambam, we'll try to figure out, that's where I want to get into the discussion of what the, you know, what the rules are going to be. So the Rambam, Parag Zion, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Parag Zion, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Alach Yud Beis. There it is. Alach Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Mish Nidu, Nidu, where is it now? Here your base. Mishenidu b'chalom, and even if you know who put him in, who pronounced the chem tzarach atzar ben adam shoshonim halachos latir meneduyah. We pask in that way that we do take into account what happened into the dream. That's the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Parag Zayin Alach Yud Beis. However, in Hilchos Zichia Umatana, which is in the section of the Kinyan, okay, Hilchos Zichia Umatana, that's about the money, just a second. In Hilcha Zechiyah Matana, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. There, the Rambam writes, Hareshar Mitztar Almo Sheniach Lo Aviv, if he was concerned about finding money that his father had left him and died, Belo Yoda Hechan, Nechbi Yemi, didn't know where his father hid him. The Amrlo b'chalom kach v'kach heim mokum ploni heim shal ploni heim shal maisa sheni heim u'mitzom mokum ploni shenam alo minin shenam alo zahay ha'maisa v'chacham di v'chalom shal ma'al v'lom written there. We don't count. So the Rambam accepts these two Gemaras, and you could argue it's a steer in Gemaras, but it's okay. One Gemara holds one way, another Gemara holds the other way. But the Rambam passes like both. So in the case of the money, the Gemara paskins, like the Gemara says, we disregard that information, the dream that it was Maisa Shani money, and we let the person do whatever he wants with his money. Whereas when it comes to the Nidui question, the Harem question, we paskin the other way. Okay, so it's Tom, you know, a little bit of a stira. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not just the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpah, well, I don't have Yerodeya here, so I'll get Yerodeya first. Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, Simon Shin Lamed Dalad. So Shin Lamed Dalad. Which is the laws of Nidu and Cherem. So on Shimon Shin Lamed Dalad at the end, and Sif Lamed Hay, there, on the Mechabarai, it's not the end, but it's towards the end. Nidu Bachalom, Havin Nidu. He's put in Cherem a dream, that's considered Cherem. And Ritzar HaTorah. Okay? Bafilu Hitiru Bachalom, Ein Oklum. Even if the guy had a dream that he's put in Nidu, and then they were mad to him, that the second part doesn't count, right? We have to be Choshish. And so on. So in that case, also Shulchan also paskins like the
so
paskins.
This is when the dreamer is having a dream.
Yes, that someone put him into cherem. Yes,
like someone.
Someone put him into cherem.
So does it have to be a someone?
Yeah, well, even if it's a someone. Yeah, even
no,
if he knows who it is.
I have a dream that I was in Nidoy.
I think either way. Okay. Anyway, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in that case about the Nidui. However, when it comes to the other matter about the money, Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Nun Hay, Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Nun Hay, in Siftes, Reish Nun Hay Siftes, there, that's the laws of Shchivara. So it says over there, here it is, there was some money or something that they didn't know where it was. The Amrlo b'chalom kach v'kach v'akom ploni heim v'shel ploni heim. The Gemara has a different thing. What if the dream was not this Maaseh Sheni money? There's money over here, but it's the money that I owe to so and so. It's his money. It's a pikadon. Or he says Shema Sheni. Umitzam v'chashem v'minyan shem alo. Divrei chalom asolo morido el haray elam shalom haray eim shalom. Okay, even that, not just my sheni. They said it belongs to somebody else. You can ignore it. So the question you said is: so what's the rule here exactly? Where are we, why we sometimes seem to take into account what's in a dream? We don't take into account what's in a dream. So the Ran, I'm going to go back to that Ran in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. If the Ran's language was, I'll read again more slowly. He says, the divrei chalom was lo malav lo mridin le sor hamutter, okay, le sor hamutter. for the general rule, and when it comes to the area of Issa v'Heter, okay, so that's when we'll disregard what it says in the dream, and the neither case is kind of an exception. Okay.
A dream that the Aguna's wife, the Aguna's husband,
yeah, still alive. Yeah, we wouldn't be matter. Yeah,
because that's being.
Yeah. Yeah. So the clearest or the lengthiest, I don't know, the tshuva that I came across on this subject is a tshuva from the Tash Beitz. Charles the tshuva is Tash Beitz, Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Chof Ches. Again, about dreams. Okay? And what's that?
What's the case of
Aguna? No, he suggested a case. Let's say I have a guru and said someone came and testified the husband's still alive or whatever.
Or the other way.
Or dead, or he's dead.
Like, yeah, dead.
Right, we wouldn't be matter on that basis. So basically, the Tash Beitz says as follows. If they're quoting contradictory Gemaras about dreams, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay? He says some dreams are from a Malach and some dreams are from a Shade, whatever, we understand it. But the Tash Beitz writes as follows, in the middle of the Tshuva. He says, Me'ato, Achen Yishash Shalom, Medirech HaMenuzal, Vaseich HaMeilalom, Kiyesh Chalom of Sodkim, Roy Lo Chashlohem. There's some dreams which are true, and therefore you have to be concerned about them. Yesh Chalom is built in Sodkim, Ein Lo Chashlohem. Okay? What's the problem? We don't know which are which. Okay? Anachno, Mesupokim Bezeh. Achalom, a particular dream. We don't know. Imu tzodek, or imu bilti tzodek. Is right or wrong? Right? I mean, we don't know. So therefore he says, and yesh lochosh, bedavar roi lochosh, shalochosh, shen roi lochosh, we don't know. B'yadua, he says as follows, this is the yisod of the Tash Beitz. Ki chol davar shebe mamon, yesh lohamid ha-mamon shenofal bo sofek b'chez chaso. When it comes to dine mamonus, so there's a suffix in Dine Mammon. We don't know this dream, right? The dream Taina that the money belonged to, which had a case in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Reishon Hay. The dream Taina, so to speak. The dream argued the money belongs to so and so. Okay, I've got the money. I'm the Muchzuk. I found it. The only thing is, the information in the dream said it belonged to somebody else. So since it's a we don't know. Is this dream nonsense or is this dream? Is this dream nonsense, or is this dream, this part of the dream, the correct part of the incorrect? We don't know. So we have a rule when it comes to a suffix and mamon, hamed davar chaskaso. So I'm the muchzuk, and I found the money. It's true, I found the money with the help of the dream, told me which drawer it was in, but at the end of the day, I've got the money. Now there's a suffix that's been cast into the mix on the basis of a dream saying that maybe it belongs to somebody else. We don't know whether that is reliable or it's unreliable, so therefore, in the case of dine mamonus, we're not going to pay any attention to the dream. And that's why the Gemara says, in that case of the guy who had the dream and revealed that and revealed to him the dream, there's money over here, but it's Maisa Shani money. You don't have to count it as Maisa Shani money.
But that's not mamonus.
No, but one second, hold on. Good. Okay, then we'll get to that in a second. Valze Amru, I'm just reading now from the Tash Beitz. Valze Amru, Ba'osa Shar Mitzdar Almos Maisa Shani, Shiniach Ovish, Eno Lisma Chalachalom. Okay, that's lahotzi mamon mechaz kaso, and he quotes a shiltus which we'll see also in Parshas Miketz next week. Said it was also about dreams. We said, okay, where it meant about hektish, same thing hektish. You know, the law was is an animal. The only thing is, it's a hektish animal. Okay, well let's see. That's what I want to talk about. Okay, however he says, however. If you have a dream where we have a case of Isser, okay, he says in Cain, is that Suffolk Menuda, Suffolk Inamenuda, is the guy in Cherm, is he not in Cherm? Hareze Suffolk Isser, im osso le saper le chabes o sachek, but there are certain rules, and somebody's in Nidui, and somebody's in Cherm, so stay away from me, you're not supposed to talk to him, not supposed to be him, etc., etc. So there it's a Suffolk, okay, so therefore Tsar Heter, Kechol Suffolk Isser, Shav Shalotzi, be the Suffolk. You can get out of Suffolk, namely by being matter than other. Matter the cherem, so be matter it, and you get out of it that way. Okay, so that's basically the chiluk that the Tash Beitz in this tshuva suggests. A difference between mamonos and a sevata, yeah.
That's the difference between olah haraya and the zoyat. It's a different thing. In mamonos, so I don't have to pay you.
Right.
But in sevak yisur. So the two kinds of Isser, yes, so, you can be matter. So, what about Isser food?
Right, so he doesn't really go into that, okay, but presumably you would not Isser something on that basis.
Okay.
You wouldn't Isser. Now, the question, so Adkan the Tash Beitz. The question is as follows, and this is what I wanted to get to, I said at the beginning, And I wanted to move off the subject of dreams to share with you an interesting chakira, or an interesting lumdus, really. The question is, what is the status of, let's say, something like Maisa Sheni? Well, you know, the author of the Tashbeit there seemed to say that that's a mumminous matter. Okay? You know, is that a mumminous matter? There is a mumm, or is this a heter matter? Okay? He assumed the mumminous, it was a mumminous matter. Now, again, the idea is that we want to set up, is there a conflict in the dream and the status right now? Well, that may depend, okay, on how we learn a famous machlokas. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a lot of places. But it's spelled out. The two shitas are both mentioned together in a couple of places, including Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadim and Aleph. Machlokas of Meir and Behuda, whether Maisa Sheni is Momon Hedyut or Momon Gavoa. Okay, what's the status? That's again a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Excuse me, Tzadi Amar Aleph. Again, it's in a few places. Machos comes up, really, the Iker Sugi actually is in Kiddushim, but it doesn't spell out both Shittas as briefly there as here, so that's why I'm pointing to here. But Metzia Tzadi Amar Aleph. The Gemara has a Machokas, Yehuda Rabbanon, whether, Gemara says, Yiboyseima, let's find it. Yeah, Boyseima, Hob Meiser, Shemelo Kasha, Hora Meir, Hob Yehuda, Hora Meir, Domer Meiser, Momon Gavoahu. Okay? If we take it literally, and that's a big if, okay, we take Hedjot and Gavoah literally, we would come to the conclusion as follows. Okay, if you say Maiser Sheni is Momon Gavoah, so then the Tashbeit really is right, okay, because the Tashbeit is saying that it's at issue in this dream, the Machloka, so to speak, between the present Chazaka, I'm the Muchzik in this money I found in the bottom drawer, right? And the information that comes in the dream is in conflict, right? Because if the dream is correct, so that's not my moment, it's moment hedjit. But if my, it's moment gavoah. But if my sheni is moment hedjit anyways, so then there's no conflict. The only conflict is in the sort of heter conflict. Because now, in terms of dinim, huh?
What does moment hedjit mean?
One second.
I have to take this away.
But I don't want to go into the full details of what's Mamon Hedjit, Mamon Gavoah. The question is, who owns it? Can I be Makdash? Can I do other things with it? Is it my money? Is it called my money? Forget about it. Yes, but that's the whole point. Bring it to Yerushalayim, whatever else. That's not a mamonous matter. In other words, whose money is it considered?
It's my money, but I have to do something with it.
Right.
It's my shirt.
So the conflict between the dream and the status quo, right? The information from the dream, the measure of status quo, is not an ownership, a bilus question. Okay, it's a question of whether I have to do certain obligations with it. But it's not a bilus. It's a question of whose it is. But it's not. I understand what chazak. No, I'm the muchzik in the money. Now we have a conflict.
Even if it's not the money, so I don't know if this is tevil or not. So the
Chazoka
says it's
Tevil.
Well, the
Chazoka
says...
No, but there's no Chazoka. What Chazoka? There's no Chazoka here. What's the Chazoka? Oh, the Chazoka. He found the money.
It's not Maisa
Sheni. The Chazoka is it's not Maisa Sheni. Why? Because most money in the world is not... It's not Chazoka, yeah. It's Rove. Rove of the money in the world is not... I don't know why...
The last time I looked at this battle at first...
No, but you didn't have... So that may depend on how you... But the case, the way the Tzeftah Maisa Sheni presents it, is that they knew that there was Maisa Sheni money of the fathers. So it was a suffix. It's a real suffix. It's a suffix. Okay, but anyway, let me just get back to this point. Now, so according to what the Tashbeit says, he's right. If you hold that Maisa Sheni is Mum and Hedjot, so this dispute, at issue here in this dream, is not a question of who owns the money. So it's not a mumminous matter. Okay, he says it is a momentous matter. And that's why there we go by the Chazoka, but it's not really a solution because there's no conflict on the momentous issue.
Isn't Momon Hedyot less valuable than regular?
Not really, not from the point of ownership. There are responsibilities that come with it, but that's beyond the... Oh, I mean, it's less... I don't think so. Yeah, I understand. There's things you have to do with it. So, but Lemaisa, what comes out is, although we paskin... The Rambam says this, it's really a sugin kedushin off the base. We paskin that Maisa Sheni is Momon Gavoah. Rav Soloveitchik had a whole essay.
What's an afkamina?
The whole essay. What's that?
What's an What's an after?
As I said, can I sell it? Can I sell it? Can I do? Do I have the right to transfer rishus? You know, the other whatever. Can I use it for an eruv? Whatever. There are other things that you know that have to belong to me. In order to basic is it if it's chametz, is it mine? Whatever,
it burns up.
Whatever, right? That's also. Anyway, so in the Sefer Kovetz Chiddush Torah, Rav Soloveitchik has an essay called. If you're interested in this subject, you can read it there. You can discuss it. It's called
this
is the Kovetz Chiddush Torah, which is a collection of essays from first of Moshe Soloveitchik and then from the Rav on. And just let me find it. There's one article. Sorry, the article was from the Rav of the Moshe Soloveitchik. I forgot. Just a moment. No, for the Rav. On page Pei Gimel Binyan, Maaseh Sheni Momen Gavoa. Okay? Discuss all these different nafkaminis. What comes out, really, is that even though we pass in the Momen Gavoa, but it's not really going to help us here because it's not literally Momen Gavoa. It's really driving it. It's not literally Momen Gavoa versus Momen Hedyur. It's your money. Okay, and the Rav brings many rights. So the Rav, so yeah, he has all these distinctions here, which I don't go into. But the problem is, and again, you can read the, you know,
yeah,
so one second. So we'll talk about Truma now. We'll talk about the Hektish. Okay, but in any event, so the truth be told, even if you hold Momen Gavoa, so it still really is your money. Okay, and a lot of other things you can do with it. As you list off there, I just mentioned some of them. But the question becomes, one second. So if that's the case. So now the Tashbetz's chiluk is a little weaker because he's saying, if it's really my money, he says it was my money according to the dream, and it's my money according to the conflict is not a momentous matter. It's only a matter of what I have to do. Do I have to take it to Yerushalayim? It's a mitzvah matter, right? So what I'm saying is that the conflict, so to speak, is a little bit less of a conflict. So Tashbetz gives us an example of, well, that's only a momentous matter. It's not a momentous matter. Momentous means ownership, right? Who owns it? That's the conflict between the dream and the status quo. That's not, according to the way we're learning, Momen Gavoa, and Momen Gavoa doesn't literally mean it belongs to Hektish, it means it belongs to me. Certain things have to do with it, whatever, they're nafkaminas, but at the end of the day, it's mine. And as a result of that, one can raise the question, so why does he call that a momentous matter? So better, actually, is something which the Shiltus, in his presentation, Shiltus again is on next week's Sedra, on the Shilta Chof Tes, so the Shiltus mentions this story also, the guy Mistar Mos Maaseh Sheni, but he says, he brings up Hektish. Okay, and the Tziv in Tesvov, you know, refers to this, he quotes his Tashbetz, by the way. Okay, he says that basically, HaTashbetz Kosel Chalak Bein Sofik Momon, the Ozobas Chazaka, Bein Nida Di Surahu, okay, the Sofik Lahachman, and if we need a Heter. But he mentions this Chiluk, but, I want to focus for a moment, as I said, to bring in this episode on the issue of Hektish. Okay, where does Hektish fit into this discussion? Okay, let's say the dream was that there was money, there was an animal, I'm letting you know, an animal, but it was set aside, it was Hektish.
What do you mean,
okay, right? Oh, so that's really the question I'd like to look at right now. And Reb Chaim had a very fascinating episode that, he doesn't talk about this case of the dream at all, but it'll work out very well if we assume that we're talking about Kachim Mizbeach and not if we're talking about Kachim Erech Habayis. Okay, it was an odd comment about the dream, but I wanted to go into this Chakir. Very, very beautiful idea. An important idea. Let's see.
What's the question?
So our question is, when we're talking about Hektish, okay, there's two different types of Hektish. There's Kachim Erech Habayis, okay, and there's also Kachim Mizbeach, Kachim Kedusha Guf. Where that animal is for carbon, so kedusha guf. Someone has kedusha guf. Someone has kedushas berech habayis. This yisod again. The yisod of the Tashbetz is that when the fundamental distinction between the information that's provided by the dream, as opposed to the status quo, so to speak, is at odds. Okay, it's a momentous matter. It's at odds. So then we disregard the dream, right? So if the dream had to do with Hektish, so then we say that's a momentous matter, provided that we're talking about Kachim Berech Habayis and not Kachim Mizbeach. Why? Because there is a fundamental distinction between Kachim Berech Habayis and Kedusha Guf Kachim Mizbeach, which really touches on a number of different things and really gives insight into what the difference is, and we'll see in a couple of practical applications.
So you
okay?
Disregard if it's Berech Habayis.
If it's Kedusha's Berech Habayis, that's what we're going to see. We'll spell that. Right, that, because as we're going to see, okay, when it's Kedusha's Berech Habayis, When I donate something, I'll say it outside, and we'll see. When I donate something to Kedusha Bet HaKabayis, it is transferred to the property of Hekdesh. It now belongs to the Mikdash, the entity of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Therefore, if I have a dream that this is Bet HaKabayis property, Bet HaKabayis money, so that's a case where this is a real conflict in momentous. I have the money right now, but the dream indicated that it belongs to Bet HaKabayis. Right, two different bialim, and in that case, we will disregard what it says in the dream. However, by kodshe mizbeach, and this is Reb Chaim Yisod, it's Tosu Yisod, but Reb Chaim takes it a step further, as we'll see in a second. According to Tosu, according to, if it's kedusha mizbeach, kedusha guf, okay, there, it's still, it never left my owner, in terms of ownership, I still own it. I still own this animal. There's not a whole lot I can do with it. I can't lean on it. I can't use it. I voted with Karchim, and I can't. But it's still, whose is it? Mine. And therefore, it's such a dream for whatever.
In this case, that's.
So therefore, if there's a dream that an animal that was for Karchim is Beach. One could argue in such a case, there's no, that's not a conflict on a momentous level, because it's still mine, it's mine, but it's a heter issue, and maybe there will be choshesh, if you can get out of it, good, but if you can't, then you'd have to be choshesh, possibly. So that, by question, what? It relates to that, yeah, it relates to that.
No,
I'm not.
No?
If you give a...
That's not if I know.
Huh? And the animal is lost or dies, don't you have a chayus on it?
No. So, okay. Now, so let's see what Reb Chaim's getting at, okay? There is a Mishnah in Baba Kamo. We'll pull all this together. But this is foundationally so, but it really emerges initially from Tosfos. This is in Merubah. There is a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet and Beis in Baba Kamo. We're talking about what we call Tashlumei Dalet Vehei. Okay, when you steal animal, so you have to pay back four or five times if you shechted it or sold it. Okay, tvachom mechor pasim pasim mishpatim. So you have to pay back four or five, depending on the animal. Okay, but the Mishnah says, Mishnah ayin damar is ganav vehiktish. Okay, he's a thief, but he's a firm guy. So he stole it and he donates it to Hektish, right? Ve'achar kach tvachom mechor. Okay. Then Mishalim Tashlumei Kevod, Eino Mishalim Tashlumei Dalet Vehei. He doesn't have to pay Dalet Vehei. So that's the Mishnah of a Kama Ayin Dalet Vehei. Rashi says, Rashi's Gona Vehiktish, let's see. Okay, Rashi's Gona Vehiktish. Ki Kotovach, the Hektish Tovach, below the bottom. He's Makdash it, and then he slaughtered it.
Against the rules, or
sold it to somebody else, also against the rules. But the point is, Rashi says the key words. Rashi, Ki Kotovach, when he slaughtered it, the Hektish Tovach, below the bottom. It wasn't anymore the bialims. It was a hektish. It belonged now to the Beis HaMikdash.
So
yeah. Well, let's see. Hold on. Slowly. Let's see.
One second. Animal so automatically kachim is bad.
Yeah. One second. Let's see. Yes. Correct. One second.
That's what we said before, right?
So let's see. Okay. So the Gemara on that Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph says as follows. The Gemara discussed. We talk about kachim kachim chayav bachrus, and the Gemara has all things. Okay, one of the things the Gemara mentions is an ayin vav mid aleph. Let's find the right place. It says el olam. Listen carefully. We're talking about loshon kachim kachim loshon kachim kalim who the kashalach mali mechar lehedut ma mechar leshamayim. Okay, why should there be any difference in terms of tishlumi dalad vehei between when I sold it to a person? I sold it, so to speak, I was makdish. It should be the same thing. Okay, if I sold it to another person, I have to pay Dalvei. Okay, so the moment I donated Hektish, in fact, I sold it to Hektish. So I should also pay Dalvei, right? What's the difference? Okay. He says, Mali Mechor Lehedyot, Mali Mechor Lashamayim. So Mechor Lehedyot, may Kara Torah the Ruvain, Hashta Torah the Shimon. Okay, when I sold it to a Hedyot, so it was Ruvain's shore, now it's Shimon's shore, right? But Mechor Lashamayim, may Kara Torah Duruvain, the Hashta Torah Duruvain. It still never left the Bialim's hands. Never left my Rishos. Never left the Rishos.
Therefore, it's not a real
Mechira, and therefore the rules of Dalet Vehei don't apply. Okay, now. What's that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so 1 second. So now, so this Gemara implies that there is a difference between selling something to a person and selling something to Hektish, okay, donating to Hektish. There, when you sell it to another person, if it was mine, now it's yours. It was Reuven's, now it's Shimon's. That's a sale. So it's not the rule of dollar, well, hey, will apply, because that's a Mechira, fine. But when it comes to Hektish, Mekara Tara Deruvain, Hashta Tara Deruvain. Rashi says, let's see, Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mekara has Mekara Tara Deruvain, Kodem Shemekara, Kari Hashor, Oshmo Shel Ganav. Okay, beforehand, I'm the Ganav, it's a root mine. Umishamacha, Karl Shem Shel Lokeach. But afterwards, it belongs to whoever bought it, right? The Lokeach, the purchaser. Yeah? Av Mekara Shemayim, Adayim Shem Hamagdisha Olav, Shekara Oloso Shel Ploni. It's just called so and so's carbon ola, but in terms of the ownership, it stays the same. So Tosus says, Akasha, Tosus, the Hashta raises Akasha. Wait a minute. There's a Gemara just a few pages later. Come on. Gona Vihikdish Chayav Dalvehe, Dahave Kemoche Lehedju. The Gemara later on, okay, we'll take a look at it very quickly. The Gemara on Ayin Ches on Beis, Gomer Ayin Testament Aleph, says, Tonar Bonan, Gona Vinosan Lacher, Vitabach, Gona Vinosan Lacher, Mocher, Gona Vihikdish, in all these cases, okay. So Mishalim Tashume Arba Vichamisha. So it's a steer. What do you mean? It's a steer the Gemara.
In one Gemara and another Gemara.
Right. Yeah, it's a steer in the Gemara.
Two Gemaras.
Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes. So Tosus on Ayin Vav and Aleph, Dirmasu Hashto, and Tosus on Ayin Tes and Aleph, Dirmasu Gadar, in both places. What's going on here? Okay? Do you pay Dalvehi or not pay Dalvehi? So Tosus answers in both places. Depends what they're talking about. Kodshe Benekabayis or Kodshe Mizbeah. He said, why? He says, God of Hikdis Tavahei, Havik Kimokal Hedger, the high number culture, better Kabayas, the low Mikrael Shane Bailan. That was a sale. Because now it belongs not to me anymore, it belongs to Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to, like we said, when it comes to better Kabayas, so now it has transferred owners. It was my animal, now it's Hikdis's owner. Okay. No, culture better Kabayas.
Yeah, so
by kachay better kabayis, that's where the din is. You have to pay dollar behei.
An automatically
kachim is bear. Okay, depends what he specifies. Yeah. Okay, don't he specify? That's I'm not talking about stomach. He said it's can donate an animal better kabayis. Why not? If he specifies, yeah. No, stam, okay. Stam, but we could specify. So the case is, says Tosus in both places. That's the assault. It says Tosus says, when it comes to kachay, and it's exactly what we said, right? When it comes to better kabayis, there's been a transference of rishus from Reuven to Shimon, right? From Reuven to the Beit Mikdash. But by kachay, and therefore you do pay dalvei. That's the other gemara. You do pay dalvei. Masha'enu came this gemara, and the later gemara says you do pay dalvei. The earlier gemara says you don't pay dalvei. It's told what is kachay mizbeach, where it remains what? Reuven's. So on this gemara, is what you have in Reb Chaim in the Chiddush HaGrach, also called the stencil, okay, on the Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph in Baba Kama. The title of the essay is,
how does it connect to the dream now again?
We'll get to the right, I'll come back at the end. Okay, so it says, Be'inyan HaGonev Min HaHektesh. So this is where he outlines the Yisoh, but he takes Tosus, that's where he toasts the Yisoh. It's Tosus the Yisoh.
The same as Mila?
Well, it relates to Mila too, but 1 second. We'll see. So he says, V'nira Alpi Divra HaGrach, okay, that this chilek, he takes it a step further. And he says, the Bekotche Bere Kabayis, Nase Alachevitz Hotso Mirushus Bailim, Lurushus Acher. Okay? Daha, that's the exact expression. Ami Rosala Gavola, Kimisi Rosala Hedjit. By declaring it, now it becomes, right? Okay, that's by Kotche Bere Kabayis. Okay?
Who's saying this?
This is Rechaim. Okay. The Chiddush HaGrach in the stencil. On Babakama Ayin Vav Min Aleph. The essay is called Be'inyan Hagonim and Hektish.
Okay?
That's right. Right. So he says, "V'kevetshu mamon hektish yeshal zeh." Now, here's his point: "V'kevetshu mamon hektish yeshal zeh kedusha hektish," and that's why it has kedusha. The kevetshu shalva hektish yesh within kedusha. Masha eno kein hektish kodesh mizbeach. The b'ha hamakdish, the makdish ain b'zeh hakna. There's no transfers of rishus. Rak the oseh chalos kedusha alachefetz u'kedusha goremes isar noshalo. What the Chaim Yisod is taking a step further than Tosus. In Kachay Bere Kabayis, what creates the Kedusha? The transference of Rishus. With mine, Now it's theirs, so therefore it's Beis Hamikdash has kedusha because it belongs to Beis Hamikdash. By kodshim is beach. What kodshim kedusha guf? What creates the kedusha? Not any transference of rishus, because there was no transference of rishus. What is there? Basically, my declaration. My his language is my oseh chalos kedusha la chayfetz. The kedusha garmis iser hanoah shalom. So that's the yisod of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, what?
It's still called Yashor.
Yes, it's still called Yashor. But that's Tosis already had the Yisod, the Michalik, the Berakabayas, and so goof in this regard. But Reb Chaim takes a step further, talks about the definition. That's why I said it's a fundamental Reb Chaim, that the definition of Kedusha by Berakabayas is it's owned by Hekdesh, therefore it has Kedusha. By Kedusha goof, it's not owned by Hekdesh. Okay, it's still owned by you, Alt's ownership. But rather, your declaration, like saying "Harei Zer," whatever. When you make that declaration, that is what creates the kedusha. Oseh chalos kedusha. He says, with that, you can explain the stira with the gemara and you know, with two gemaras and so on. That's Reb Chaim here already, in the stencil.
Jesus already explained the differences, right?
Reb Chaim just extends it. Yeah, Tosfos
is
so.
The only difference I see for Reb Chaim is when I leave my house with that animal.
Yeah.
If I've left the house with the animal for Beit HaKavayit, it's still mine until it's transferred. And if I leave my house having designated it for the Mizbeach,
that's enough. Gemara, sure. Okay, but let's see. There may be others. So that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's point is in terms of the chalos of the kedusha is this fundamental distinction, and he had so that's in the stencil there in Meruba. It also has this in Reb Chaim al Rambam. Okay, based on a Gemara Menachas, we'll finish up. Okay, there's a Gemara Menachas Nun Aleph Mibbeis. Okay, I'll say quickly. Talk about Paraduma. Okay, because in the same Kovetz Chidushei Torah, there's an essay also about Meila by Paraduma. Okay, so there's a whole discussion. Where does Paraduma? The Chor Paraduma does not go on the Mizbeach. Right, so where's Paraduma? So the Gemara has the bottom of Nun Aleph Mibbeis in Menachas going over to Mibbeis and Aleph. The Gemara says they made a gzera that Paraduma is no Me'ila by the Afer of the Paraduma. There's no Me'ila by the Afer. Okay? Because Chatos who? Well, that's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. It's a Pasuk. Okay? It says Chatos he. Okay? When we learn he, Bo Molin, Ba'afra, Ein Molin. The Gemara has whatever tariff. Right. So the Gemara has whatever answers. But there's a small Tosis there. Tosis points out, typically, why should we say, Chatos Melamed Shemolin, but Tamar, typically the Kachem is Be'achi. Okay? This should be a problem because I'm sorry, the Kachem Be'achi Ba'asi. Typically the Kachem Be'achi Ba'asi. Okay? So Tosa says, "V'yeshlomar did starach l'moel achamol de'ena el bebehemo klisharis bulvad." What about can you be moel multiple times on the same thing? Well, guess what? The truth about we are different people. So you use it again. Use it 10 times. Whatever. Whatever. Yeah, keep using it. So it's interesting because that'll be so one second. So that's the difference. That's another difference.
What's
it? That's another difference.
The one in the base of Mikdash.
What's
it called?
Oh, Pritzel Chalu. Yeah. That's something else. Okay, so the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Milah, Halacha Hey, okay, he says, Mechein Para Aduma, Molin Ba, Mishuhuktasha Ad Shita Asa Efer, Afal Pishi Kikotcha Berkabayis, Harinever Rechatosi. So the Kesef Mishnah is one second. The Kesef Mishnah asks, "Hare Kotcha Berakabayis Gamkin Molimah." There's Meila by Berakabayis also. Now they use Berakabayis property.
Why is it Chatos? Why is it Chatos
of
Berakabayis? Isn't it
Gavar? No, that's the more answer. That's why this is different. No, Paradum is different because it says Chatos. It's a Kotcha. It's treated like a Chatos.
Right. How can you call
Chatos
and then say it's
better Kabbayas? Oh, so what? I'm saying fundamentally it's better Kabbayas, but the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that we treat this different.
Right.
It's not a carbon. That's my point. It's not a carbon.
That's what it says.
Okay. So, but the question is, the Reb Chaim here also writes, V'nei be'emes nireh, okay, he says the Iker, he says basically the same Yisod. Okay, but that would be another nafkamina, so to speak, by Me'ila. I don't have time to read it now, but it's the same episode. And he said, it's another nafkamina by Me'ila Achar Me'ila. When it's Me'ila Achar Me'ila, okay, that's because
by kedushas aguf, by kedushas mizbeach, so it never changed ownership. It never changed. It was always my, it's still mine, right? But by kedushas bet hakabayis, once you were moel in it, so now you took it out of the rishus of hektish. But with, that's by bet hakabayis. But by kedushas aguf, it always stayed in the original person's.
What's the meal?
Okay, so using it inappropriately, that's we can have meal multiple times.
But after the first one, it was no longer.
You still
kodosh,
do it.
So there's not a second meal. Right. Over here remains kodosh.
Right. Okay. Anyway, let me just end off. The Rav had the same yisod in this Kovetz Kedusha Torah. In another article, the same yisod as Reb Chaim, he said based on the Gemara tomorrow about changing. Can you change something? From the Gemara is in Tmur, Daf Lamed Beis, and the Rambam is in Hilchos Erchen Rucham Perak Vavalach Eches. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time, but the Rav also distinguished between can you change Berak Habayis to Kedushas Mizbeach or not? Okay, so he says Kachin Berak Habayis any Ochel Hakdish Mizbeach. Okay, Kachin Berak Habayis you cannot then change and give to the Mizbeach. Okay, but kachim is beach. You can change. Why? So the Rav said over here because it's from the kachim and the kabayis having mamon hektish b'kinyonim. Okay, it was already mamon hektish. Okay, so therefore I can't now take something that belonged to hektish and now change it for a carbon. It's not mine.
It's too late.
Too late. Mashiach came the other way around. Then it's the same yisod. Mashiach came the other way around. It's still mine. Okay, so it's not too late. That, again, it's all the same yisod, that the kedusha. Okay, so that's a question of less or more, but I'm saying that it's considered ain shalo. So just to see one other yisod, one other comment, okay, there's a Gemara in Psochem, and we'll finish with this, okay, because there's also an interesting tzos, a friend of mine showed me in Sim Kufi and Zion, but we're out of time, okay, but it's very interesting. We all know this Gemara. The Gemara says, on Bayera Bayamotze, it was Pesach, right? The Gemara says, Shalchai etaroe, aval etaroe shalacherim v'shel gavoa. Okay, if it belongs to Hektish, so then there's no Bayera Bayamotze Pesach. Heyam et beis. Says Rashi, okay, and I don't have the Pesach in here, but do I? I'm going to look quickly. Says Rashi, guess what? No. Okay, says Rashi, you have it over there? Says Rashi, shalacherim v'shel gavoa. Rashi says, "Berak Habayis." Okay, why? Because shel mizbeach guf, it is still yours, right? The whole idea of Bayur Rabbi Motze is it's not yours. Okay, so Rashi on that pasuk, Dibra Masel Lefisha Neamar, says Rashi, "Avala Taroa Begvulin Shel Acherim Kigo Nochri V'Shel Gavoa Ibigdishon LeBerak Habayis." Yeah, because that's not mine anymore. So no Bayur Rabbi Motze. Why did Rashi have to say Berak Habayis? Same yisod. Okay, same yisod. This is a friend of mine told me that the Rav said this. I didn't see this in print, but the Rav said this in the name of Moshe Salavashi. Another riot to the same yisod, that it's not yours. And this person also showed me a ktos where he says also, like that, based on a Rashi, that you can even by Dover Shalom Bala Olam, we can say it's different because the rules of Kinyan, the same rules don't apply. But in any event, to come full circle, that's this yisod that I wanted to share with you. I think it's a very important yisod. In terms of distinguishing Kedushas Berak Habayis, Kedushas Mizbeach, and also, you know, what the origin of the Kedusha is. So getting back to the dream situation at the end, so one could argue that Yisod in the Tashbetz, when he said that the conflict between the information provided by the dream and the reality, when it's a conflict in Momentous, then we disregard it. And an example may be Hektish, well, that may be different with the Tomei Kedushas Berak Habayis and Kedushas Aguf, because by Kedushas Berak Habayis, the Taka is a conflict with the information shared by the dream that says this belongs to the Mikdash, and my fact that I hold it now, the reality that I have it, I'm a Muksuk in it. But if it was donated to Kedushas Aguf, it has Kedushas Aguf, so then there's not necessarily any conflict between myself. Huh?
But then it's still yours. It's
right. I understand, but the question is: do I now have to treat it with kedusha guf? That's not. Do I have to treat it with kedusha guf? And that's no longer. That's no longer a moment of situation.
Can you be close?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Can you be
so you have to say, can you be right? So that's a valid part of the question. Anyway, that's the stuff I want to share. I'm sorry, I went a little over, a little involved, but it's really a very important. I think lomdus your piece and a fundamental is sort of behind.
Okay. So how does this fit with the mission of Kate's Mafreshin?